Call to order council meeting for October 15th. Everybody would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the citizens of this body, guide us tonight and the future as well. Amen.
Can we have roll call?
Mr. Mayor?
Here.
Mr. Brink?
Here.
Vice President Brown?
Here.
Mr. Chapman?
Here.
Mr. Clark?
Here.
President Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Here.
Mr. Sebring?
Here.
Next is adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to accept the agenda as presented.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Next is approval of minutes from the September 23rd meeting.
Make a motion to approve the minutes of September 23rd.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink to approve the minutes from the September 23rd meeting.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, moving on, petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Being none, we'll move on to committee.
I have one thing to say. That big vacation they're taking up in Washington, D.C. is throwing some rocks in our direction. I think I've been mad for a week. Of course, I'm mad about everything anymore anyway. But anyway, that's it. That's not a sad thing. It's a glad thing because they don't do anything anyway. Now they got plenty of time not to do nothing. But we're hurting back here. Don't they know it? If the election day was held today, I think they'd be a big whitewash up there in Washington, D.C. If not, why not? There could be one here also. My opinion.
Okay. Thank you, Councilman Clark. We'll move on to committee reports. Public Safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental Management, Councilman Clark.
We haven't any meetings yet. The 28th, we'll have a 7 a.m. meeting at Solid Waste.
Budget Finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, Zoning, Community Development, Councilman Brink.
No report.
Tourism Promotion of the City, Councilwoman Rose.
No report.
Legislative Review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City Services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Okay. We have a report of any city officers. Being none, we'll move on to old business. First up is Ordinance 22-2013, Appeal for an Increase in Maximum Levy. First reading was 9-23 of 2000.
Mr. Mayor and Clerk Treasurer, let the minutes show that we had a public hearing at 5:45 on Ordinance 22-2013, Ordinance 23-2013, Ordinance 24-2013, Resolution 17-2013, 18-2013. There was no one here to speak for or against any of these ordinance or resolution, except Mayor Yoakum did speak. And after discussion during the public hearing and on the recommendation of Mayor Yoakum, I make the motion to remove Ordinance 22-2013 from the agenda.
Do you need a second on that?
Second.
There you are.
Okay, got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark to remove Ordinance 22-2013 from the agenda. Any discussion?
Well, I will just say that I think that we are making a decision based on very imperfect information, and I thought we had a great deal of good information going in. before tonight, so it's, but it's been my policy for a long time not to support spending money that the mayor recommends against. So based on his recommendation, I will go along. But in the future, I would hope that we would get such important information more in advance so we have proper time to weigh the pros and the cons so that we can make a more informed decision.
You're all trying to make
there are no other comments or concerns. I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
Ordinance 22-2013 is removed from the agenda by a 7-0 vote. Next up is Ordinance 23-2013, transfer of funds, rental, and inspector's office, $7,160. First reading was held your last meeting on the 23rd.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 23-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to have second reading of Ordinance 23-2013.
Ordinance 23-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, authorizing transfer of funds at the request of the inspector's office to mid bubble first one. 23-2013, total of $7,160.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, second reading of Ordinance 23-2013 passes with a 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 23-2013.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to have third and final reading on Ordinance 23-2013.
Ordinance 23-2013, ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, again authorizing transfer of funds at the request of the Vincennes City Inspector Office, sections 1 through 8, transferring $7,160.
Discussion.
Mr. Brink?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, third and final reading of Ordinance 23-2013 passes by a 7-0 vote. Next up is Ordinance 24-2013, additional appropriation from EDIT to, it should be BLA and SME, an amount of $13,498.43. The first reading was passed on September 3rd.
Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance 24-2013.
Second. Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to have second reading of Ordinance 24-2013.
Ordinance 24-2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 from EDIT for the BLA bill of $8,489.50, and also from EDIT for SME Brownfield grant, $5,008.90, total amount $13,498.40.
If there are no questions, I'll call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 24-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 24-2013.
Second. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to have third and final reading of Ordinance 24-2013.
Ordinance 24-2013, additional appropriation ordinance containing sections 1, 2, and 3 appropriating $13,498.43 for BLA and SMB bills.
Question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Third and final reading of ordinance 24-2013 passes by a 7-0 vote. Move on to new business. First up is ordinance 25-2013, salary ordinance for 2014.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 25-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to have first reading of ordinance 25-2013.
Ordinance 25-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation amounts beginning January 1, 2014, and continuing thereafter until duly changed, submitted by Mayor Yoakum, non-elected officials and employees of the City of Vincennes.
Scott?
I believe there was some changes on that.
Well, this is the... And I don't know how we want to do this, but what I'd like to do is go through each department's budget again to see if there's any of the council would like to either reduce what we've got in there at this point or make additions to. And what'll happen then in effect is it will have an effect on this ordinance right here. But this is, keep in mind, this is the maximum amount.
Right.
Right.
If you are thinking about increasing any of those, it would need to be done now because I do believe you can't increase, but you can decrease, correct?
That's correct.
Right.
So if you're looking at any of these, you're thinking you're going to increase it, now would be the time to be.
The ones that jump out at me that I look at, they won't be going over what they're on right here. Does everybody agree with that?
Yes.
Does anybody see anything on here that should be higher than it is on here?
Higher than or lower higher. Than?
Higher first.
Higher.
Oh, higher than low.
Because what we can do is we can, when we go through these budgets, if we decide that we want somebody to be making less than is on here, we can still do that.
Got it.
See what I'm saying?
And this can actually happen after it's been sent to the state. The state sends back the budget for saying, you know, hey, it's good or you've got a cut.
Right.
That's when you should probably look at it.
Well, we're wanting to go over some stuff tonight. Mm-hmm. And because I want to make sure when we send this budget to Indianapolis that we've got, this is basically the third time we went over this. So I just want to make sure that everybody feels they've had the opportunity to express that they want cuts or increases in the budget. And if they do, we need to talk about them. And we can have separate votes on the side if we can't come to a consensus on what we want to do.
Sure.
You see what I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely.
And that's what I gave everybody ample warning that this is kind of what I was wanting to do. No, there were no strong objections. The department heads are here. If they're not here, I guess they had other obligations. So I guess we could go ahead and we could approve this now, and then when we get to this, which is the item C on the new business, it will take care of anything that is on here. Is that all right?
Right.
Okay.
My suggestion would be to pass this as it's written. If the budgets come back have to be cut, that's when you'll look at this.
Yeah, but
you cannot raise these salaries. The only thing you can do is reduce them.
But we might end up reducing some of these yet tonight, even after we pass this. I know, but we might as well
Let's just get it out of the way is what I think Scott's saying.
Just get it out of the way, get it over with. It's all part of the budget, so let's just do it tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, if we've kind of mulled over it long enough to where we need to make a decision on it. Okay, so. So we got a motion and a second on the salary ordinance?
Yeah, this is discussion.
Okay.
Motion was President Rose, second. Clark for to read.
So we're in discussion.
Right.
Gotcha. I lost track there.
Any other discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 25-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Move on to ordinance 26-2013, elected official salary for 2014.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 26-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to have first reading of ordinance 26-2013.
Ordinance 26-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes setting the maximum annual compensation for all elected officials in 2014. It covers the mayor, city clerk, treasurer, and common council members.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of ordinance 26-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. Next up is ordinance 27-2013, 2014 appropriations and tax rate budget.
Make a motion to have first reading on ordinance 27-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark for first reading of ordinance 27-2013.
Okay, now we can go through these different departments. And if anybody wants to make any deletions or additions, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, on the I've got the building inspector.
He's got to read it first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ordinance 27-2013, ordinance for appropriation and tax rate concerning the general fund through the various departments previously published.
Okay, now open for discussion.
Okay, on the building inspector, we've got the 13 an hour that we had originally talked about in budget hearings. I was wanting to just make sure that was in there. Does anybody have any problems with this other than really see any burning issues on here?
No, that was at the $13 an hour to raise those up due to the American Liberty Freedom Act, something, Obamacare.
Were cut to 29 because of
Obamacare.
Obamacare, so.
It's easier to say it that way.
Anybody got any more comments, concerns? Okay, we'll move to the next one. The engineer.
Yeah, the only thing I want to make sure of is the engineers listed at 50, but we took $30,000 from him because it was going to be paid, $15,000 from USB and $15,000 from...
RDC.
RDC, thank you. Just want to make sure that's in there. I know it's listed out under the mayor and the clerk treasurer's office, having theirs separate out, but I want to make sure that's in there somehow, some way. Maybe not on ours, but however he gets paid, make sure he gets his full amount. So I don't know how we want to list that, or if we list it, or we just gentleman's agreement from them.
Council, you have any?
I don't know how to do it.
Right now, you know how the mayor's salary and the clerk treasurer's salary are. Does this need to follow the same procedure, or should this say the salary in the salary ordinance is what it would be? And then we'll get the money from...
Salary ordinance would be the amount that previously approved.
But the city engineer will make more than what the salary ordinance. So it needs to say the...
Okay, so we need to amend the city engineer to state $80,000, and then, right, and then we get the 15 and 15 from USB and...
Right.
Where the second one was again, RDC. Back into, correct, okay, thank you. So I would make the motion to amend that. Are we going to amend it line by line?
I think what you're going to have to do is amend the ordinance next council meeting.
The salary ordinance.
The salary ordinance on first reading.
Come back with changes to the next
ordinance. Right.
Second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did we have that in agreement somewhere in writing? Okay, we got it in
this
writing.
This is like... There was no agreement in writing that says you're going to pay part of my salary or the clerk treasurer.
Should be.
Whenever they then when they write the resolution in their meeting and approve it.
Yeah.
It'll be approved, and then they're not going to deny it.
Okay, I don't.
It really should be.
Right.
Okay, that takes sure care of the engineer, unless anybody else has got any comments, concerns. Okay, cemetery. Danny, you're keeping your guys at $10 an hour, is that correct?
That's what the goal is. They are $8 an hour now.
Okay, so you're taking from 8 to 10?
Yes.
Okay.
That's because of the involvement of the thing as well.
Okay. Okay, you got it down. Salary ordinance. Anything else in the cemetery's budget? Rental housing. Same situation as the city inspector, pretty much everything's okay. All right.
But we got enough money in here for next year. Right?
More than enough at this point. You want to keep it that way. Okay, park and rec, that's really a separate, that's separate. City council.
No changes on
there's
that.
No change there at all. Okay. Fire department. Any changes to that?
No, I just want to say that I really do like the way the police and fire department handled their 30%.
Have we got your new employee
no,
in here?
We're still doing budget.
No, I mean, is he included in your budget?
Okay. He is still at staffing at 39.
Chief Lukey, how many are you at? Are you at full?
37.
30. Is that full?
That's our full.
Okay.
Additions? Anything to delete?
Yeah,
Take out. Okay, next. Motor vehicle highway, again. Anything? City attorney?
Couldn't be happier. Good to hear that.
Okay. Mayor?
No.
Okay. Board of Works?
That was with a small increase to the Board of Works.
Okay, Sanitation Department?
Mr. Chairman, you mentioned Motor V a while ago. We really need to go back to that at this time, or you want to do it later, because there's something with Social Security that isn't correct, and you really need to increase it.
Now's the time, then.
Okay, yes.
I can explain.
Yeah, go ahead.
If you add up all the salaries in Motor V, part-time, the overtime possibility, and regular salaries, it equals like $331,036. $331,336. And if you use approximately 8% for your Social Security, the budget I'm showing has $20,542. It's my suggestion that you at least make it $26,500, or you will not have enough money to do that, because when you include Medicaid and Social Security, it's close to 8%. So, you know, it should be close to where you have enough funds in there.
Okay, so take that to 26,542 instead of 20,542.
Just, sir, make it 26,500 to be.
Okay, 26,500.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got any issues with that? Concerns?
In the Board of Works, you reduce 3,000 the salaries.
Anything else in that one?
Sir, you under Motor V there was $245,000, but I think one was purchase of equipment, the other one was purchase of equipment, but it had two category lines there, and correct me if I'm not correct here, but the 201-001-364 was $45,000, and then there was another 201-001-364, and so we have it in lease and purchase equipment for $45,000. Is that where you want that? Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, if you...
So does that go, that goes from 45 to 60? Is that right?
No, sir. There are two 45s on there. You just eliminate one of them.
Okay.
Now, what you've actually done there, sir, between the reduction of the 4,500 and increasing Social Security by roughly 5,900, the total for that department would come to 639,736.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk talked about park a while ago.
Yes.
There's things there that did not quite work out as far as on the Social Security PERF. So let's just start with, if you add up the total salaries there, I should have got it when you mentioned Park, so I apologize, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
If you take the director's salary, the maintenance director, the secretary, and then the part-time, the work study, that equals like $178,113. And if you take that, use that number for your Social Security, then the Social Security needs to be changed to like $3,249 more. So that would be, that number should go to 14,249 for Social Security. Or to 14,250.
Okay.
And that would be served for the Social Security. And the PERF, if we're using the figure for the folks, employees who are on PERF, and as you know, that's a little different. That's just the director, this director's salary, maintenance, secretary, and the laborers, and no work study and no part-time. That would be $91,113. So 10% of that, which is what PERF is, that means the $8,000 then would need to go to $9,112.
Okay.
The $8,200, sir. That's on there.
But yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You would make that 91.12.
Got it.
Is that corrected on that?
And that should not, should make it so it doesn't come up, excuse me, short.
Okay. So that, does that take care of the Park and Rec? Okay.
So, Dave, just to make sure, that total then on the Park and Rec would be 343,868.
Yes, I have 343,867.
Mr. Chairman, I've got the appropriation report that was given to us Tuesday, September 3rd, and it's got all these changes already made on it. If you like it for this meeting.
Well, I'm putting them on a different form.
Okay.
I've got them, but I'm clarifying what he
just didn't know if that'd make things go a little easier.
It's fine with me. I just didn't have them on this particular form.
And then Mr. Chairman, if you don't mind, you can go back to the rental property, the rental. We have a Social Security situation there also. It's just kind of minor.
Okay, go ahead.
Sir, if you take the secretary's salary and the rental officer's salary of $4,000, that equals $37,124. If you multiply that by 8%, where it has there for Social Security tax of $2,283 would actually go to $2,960.
Okay, we're okay.
Got it. Alrighty. I think we went in and made those changes.
Well, I think we did this last time, because I remember the Social Security issue with the In the one budget. Okay. Okay, what about animal control? Go ahead.
I thought you'd...
Do we just want to leave this the same in 14 as we are in 13 at this point?
No. You've got to figure raises in.
I'm ready to hear other comment from the rest of the council.
Well, the big question is going to be the pay for the
director.
Thank you. And earlier, in a couple meetings ago, we had talked about changing the director's salary, and you guys had a meeting with her, and you had worked out a salary ordinance with her where she would not work overtime, not come in and work overtime.
Correct.
And of course, that was an exclusive conversation with just her. It wouldn't necessarily mean her predecessor would get the same deal.
Right.
So I guess at this point in time, what are you proposing for that salary? Are we going to leave it at the normal 3% raise it was 32,044.
33,646.
So that would have been a 5% raise.
Yeah. So, or is this going to be something that you try to pursue the same kind of
right.
setup that you just had agreed upon? I mean, is that the goal
yeah.
to have something similar to that? Okay.
You agreed to what?
Remember the meeting we had with the city attorney and the former animal control director about how the on-call procedures.
Right.
Were.
Yeah.
We agreed to 37 in that.
37 or 33?
You know, what we had. Now, keep in mind, when I say we agreed, it's always agreed.
Pending
the approval of the council.
Sure.
And that's the stage we're at right now. What we had stated was, and this was an exclusive agreement with her, and I'm not sure if the new director would agree to it. I'm assuming if that's a condition of their employment, they would. But they would do, they would maintain 20 on-call days per month to get that $37,000 instead of getting their salary
plus
being paid for what was right. it 10 callback days, which would then
yeah, it sounds
$37,000
right.
So we were getting a deal by doing getting her to agree to say she'd do that for 20 days at $37,000. She just wanted to make as much as she did the year before without having to do it day by day.
Mm-hmm.
But she agreed to a minimum number of days that she would be on call per month, which was 20, which reduces that callback line item in their budget because there wouldn't be these other part-time people getting that callback pay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's where we're at.
We're probably going to have to be decently flexible with this depending on the person that we put in that position. I mean, there might be somebody that, you know, you're looking at, Mayor, that would do something like that. But then again, there might be something that not. So, I mean, if you set like something like that where it's at now, where the previous agreed upon, you know, extra hours, extra time, that was the high point. And then if that's something that they didn't do, then they go back to what it was before, where it was, you know, just the small increase with the overtime. Does that make sense?
But the problem is future generations, so to speak.
Once we are all
off this council and the mayor's no longer here and everybody's changed, what's the next person? What's the precedence that we're going to set today that future generations are going to follow?
If I may, the mayor's salary ordinance has the director at $37,000 as is being discussed. Our budget here shows it at $33,646. I honestly, in light of the recent events on here, that's happened with the Animal Control Department, I think it might be the better part of valor if we kept what we have here, and we can do more by additional next year if we have to, depending on the changes that we see the new director. And you know, we've got the upper limit already set at 37,000. I think we've got an opportunity here. We could go with the 33,646 for the time being. And
One of the things I talked about a while back is trying to get all of the directors of the different department heads the same, minus police and fire, of course. Trying to get them all at the same level.
And I would disagree, only because I think there are different levels of responsibility with every one of these departments.
And I think, too, that makes this one tricky is the overtime hours that we have to watch like a hawk. So, I mean, different than other. I mean, like, we've got to keep a laser focus on this one because, I mean, if we don't, I mean, we're going to get bit.
Remember, this the whole idea behind changing this 37 was to do with the part-time help and the on-call hours so that we do not go over 29 hours on a part-time. This is one of the ways that was actually going to save us a little bit of money by having the director. And if you want, I mean, it can be drawn up in a job description for the director that, hey, this is the job description, this is what's your...
I think that would be very wise.
You're on call 20 days a month.
Right, that this is part of the job.
Yeah, I think that would be very wise to put that in the job description. If we're going to go at the 37, which is the much, much, much higher rate, well, then it needs to be in that job description. It needs to be set in stone that you're going to work X amount of days.
Right, and then it's something that, you know, we don't have to poke and prod later on. This is what we expect of you if you're going to take this position. Yep. We need this. This is what you're going to do.
That you'll be on call 20 days a month.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem as long as you put it in the job description itself and they fully recognize and understand that. Because it is the overtime part that's biting us right now. It's hurting us.
So you're going to leave that at 37, correct?
So how many employees do we have out there right now? Two?
Right now there are, I think, four part-time and full-time.
So you have full staff out there?
Not full staff.
And are you satisfied with these salaries that you think that these people should receive this?
The director's salary is basically, it's got to do with it. Mm-hmm. Making sure we do not overwork part-time to where we get in trouble with the insurance.
And that's why they got the 5%.
Okay.
This is the meeting that we had, you, myself, Scott, city attorney, former director, that all discussed this.
And we took the part-time up from 10 to 8.
Which is in the summer.
Right.
Okay.
You mean 8 to 10?
Do what?
You said 10 to 8, but you
well,
mean
8 to 10. 10.
Okay.
To 10 from 8,
yeah. Yeah, okay.
So we're going to have a job description drawn up to that effect.
Yep. And that way, it's like with your question, if the only way it could ever be changed again is become council, rather than you or
you're going to have two people out there.
No.
Is that what you're talking about?
No. It's got four part-time and a full-time right now.
Yeah.
But they're not full staff. Is that right?
Right.
How are you going to replace her right now with
I've got somebody in there that is overseeing that department.
Was it the woman downtown?
No, he was at the Board of Works meeting, Pat.
Huh?
He was at the Board of Works meeting.
The young man that was here at the Board of Works.
Yeah, but he's going to take over?
He is overseeing the animal shelter for now.
Interim director.
Just to be seen who is actually appointed director of the animal shelter.
But he won't be the director.
I'm not saying he won't be, but I'm not saying he will be. But that doesn't have anything to basis.
To do with the budget.
To do with this budget.
I mean, I think it's the best situation we have for this. I mean, there's only so many things that we can do, and we got to make sure that we cover our backs.
And your question about, will the new director agree with his salary? Do you think I would hire somebody that didn't?
That's an open-ended question, isn't it, Joe?
I
can assure you.
We need to deal with this budget no matter who's there. If this is just, this doesn't have names on it. Right.
It's better set.
Right.
You wait and find out. You're going to screw up big time.
Ready to move on?
Yes, moving on.
Any other discussion?
Any other discussions on the animal shelter? Okay. Clerk Treasurer.
Are we talking salary only at this point in time or all the above?
Whatever you wanted to talk about.
Okay. The first thing was phone allowance. I'm still against a phone allowance. There's really no reason for $720 a year for a phone allowance for the clerk treasurer's office. Sorry, there isn't.
What do we have for the phone allowance? I see 720 in the mayor's salary ordinance, 960 on the budget sheet I have here.
Well, I was going off the ordinance 2513.
Okay, the 720?
Yeah.
All right.
You're talking about the 960.
It doesn't matter if it's 960, 720, or $1.95.
I guess my question would be, if it's, you know, like how many calls outside of the office do you think that you usually are averaging? Like, I mean, obviously, you know, after five, weekends, those kind of things.
Councilman, those of you on the council that calls me on the cell phone know who you are, and if you don't want to pay for a cell phone, then you can stop calling me on my own cell phone. So I don't talk to you on my cell phone. I don't talk to Mr. Brink, but the rest of you I do. Matter of fact, I got a call on my son's rehearsal dinner day, which is fine with me, from the vice president of the council when I was in Nashville, Tennessee. So it's not important that I have a cell phone. If you know, that's fine with me. But I don't think my family should have to provide a phone for me to do work for the city of Vincennes. And that's perfect. I've told you all along, whatever you folks decide is fine with me. So does that answer your question?
I was just curious. I mean, okay. Obviously there's a reason that you put it in there. So, I mean, that's one of the things.
Yes,
I
sir.
Would.
I would think with my credibility and 12 years on the city council that anything I put in my budget would be worthwhile. I come from about 19 years running my mortgage department in Wells Fargo and Old National Bank. So I think I know how to run an office and when a cell phone is required or not. But if part-time people think they can run my office better than I can, when you don't spend any time in my office, except that some of you do, but you know, Mr. Salters, you don't spend any time in there, neither does Mr. Brink. So you can do whatever you want, and I'll be happy to go by it. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
No. Are you guys arguing on what he has on his cell phone?
Well, I'm just asking a question. That's all I wanted. Just curious.
Well, you know what, really? I think he knows what he's doing. He and I went in city council a few years ago, quite a few years ago. And so we've got that knowledge plus the knowledge back. You know, you guys have to wise up a little bit. There's only you two guys are brand new in town, and you got plenty of time to screw it up someplace else. That's all I've got to say.
Okay, let's get back to the cell phone. Okay, it.
Well, the I mean, it should be pointed out he did reduce part-time help by 3,000. So, you know, there's a counterbalancing. But I thought that the original, when we discussed this originally, it was bring equity among the different departments. I mean, a little bit unique in being a department, but I would weigh that as equity between the other departments that have cell phone allowances, or leave most of them.
How much are, we had this conversation once before, and I'm ready to have a little bit of it again. How much are we paying per cell phone per department head right now, approximately?
It's right around the $60 mark, I believe, is what it is on the government plan for Verizon.
Okay, so the some department heads, I understand, are at zero. But the department heads that we are paying, we're paying $60 through the city for those phones.
For department phones.
Would you agree to reimburse him $60 a month since he is an elected official?
This is $60.
This is $60.
$720.
This is $720 is $60.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
And that's why I reduced
okay,
it.
Okay, I've got $960 yeah. on here.
If I send out an email to each of you and I said, hey, here's my cell phone, I want you to call me anytime you got anything whatsoever, call me. I can't come back a year later and say, hey, by the way, I want paid. And that's exactly what you've done. And that's all there is to it. I don't see why we would set a precedence for any of us to get reimbursed for a cell phone or anything of that nature. And I just don't simply see the clerk treasurer doing business outside of 9 to 5 because you don't have the information sitting in front of you as you should.
Other discussion?
Well, are we, and we just discussed how much department heads are, or how much we're paying for department heads to have their phone. While the clerk treasurer is an elected official, he is also a department head. So how do we want to differentiate Shirley because he's an elected department head? Or
well, as we've discussed before too, he's also the de facto, although it's not in his job description, but he's also the de facto human resources director because we don't have one. So there are human resources issues that come up that are pretty important to be answered on a timely basis. Lest we make errors and get ourselves into more trouble. So, as I say, he reduced part-time help by 3,000, so this is not a budget buster, but.
Okay.
I make a motion he should have it.
At 720.
Well, that's in there.
Well,
someone makes a motion to delete it.
Taking side votes.
Huh? Okay, well, but I would think.
Side vote.
Get it over.
Sure.
Motion on a side vote for $720. Is there a second?
Second. Oh, no, to cancel it. Is that what you said?
No, to cancel it or to make it?
Oh, you want to make it.
The motion to
make it 7. Okay, sorry.
President Rose made a motion to make it 720.
entertain the motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Sebring.
What are we voting on here?
We're voting to give the clerk treasurer $60 a month toward his cell phone bill. Yes, is you agree to give him 60. No, you don't agree to give him 60.
It's in the ordinance you have. What we're doing is just reaffirming it.
60. He wants 60.
You don't want to give it to him.
And I don't see a need for it. So a yes
call for
would
the
be
question.
Yes. No would be no.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Nope.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chatton?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
No.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
The cell phone amount of 720 stays in the budget by the vote of 5 to 2.
5 to 2. Okay. Any others in this one? Any other?
I still disagree on the chief deputy and the second deputy, 6% and a whatever that percentage was.
Okay, I thought the chief deputy was the main issue. The second deputy
we gave a 6% instead of a 3%. Everyone else got a 3%.
Why did we give the?
We did.
20%.
I don't know.
20% and a 6%.
That's incorrect.
Third deputy, 27,449, and you jumper to 33 even, which is actually chief. And then your other one went from 27,449 to 29, and that's 6.
Councilman, in all due respect, if she does nothing, she will get a 3% raise. Do not use the 3% raise that's across the board within the additional money that I'm asking for the chief deputy.
Yes, she would get a 3% across the board just like everyone else. However, you're not asking for 3%, you're asking for 20%.
Let's use some common sense.
I don't use common sense, Mr. Coffin. 20% would be common sense. 27,449, 33,000 is $5,551, and that's 20%.
You know, you've got funny math. I've got the numbers down here exactly what it is. If she gets a 3% raise, she's going to get a $823 raise, and if she gets this at $33,000, that's another $4,700 on that. That's a total of 16.72% raise in the total. Now, if you Tea Partiers have different money things than what I do, then show me I'm wrong here.
Said before, we've been over this ground, but this is a reorganization of the office, and I think if the clerk treasurer feels that he needs this to reorganize the office, and he is the one that's going to be held accountable for the office if we don't give him the resources he needs to do the work that's required of him, then it's unfair to hold him accountable. So,
okay, the second deputy. Did that go up 6% or was that just a 3%?
Mr. Chairman, that was. A 3% on the what she was getting. Actually, it's a total of, if she would get a 3%, she would get an $823 raise, but to get it to 29, I put another 2.3% on there. So if you wanted to keep it at 3%, sir, you would be a total of 28,272.
Okay.
Instead of the 29,000.
Okay. All right.
So the additional that she's getting in the aggregate would be a 5.3% raise.
Okay, okay.
But 3% everybody, so it's only 2.3 is what I assume that you're asking about, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And how about your first deputy?
The first deputy, ma'am, is a 3% raise, and that would go to 32,156. So in the chief deputy position, if I might continue, or should I stop?
Well, that's okay. I just wanted to get the first.
And, yes, sir.
So I just wanted to get this second deputy. I understand there's some dissent on the chief deputy, but I wanted to make sure that I understood the situation with the second deputy clearly. So the 28,272 is with a 3% raise.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that was really my question. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right, and so we got those. I had just one question on the consulting. The consulting went from 20 to 25, and I was just wondering if we went back to 20 and you could just come and just ask us, because I know that was how it was set up before. And I remember having that discussion before. I remember that being said, that if it was something you needed, you just came and we just provided that when it would need be. We just use the funds that we're given. Once they're done, then, you know, if it's a priority, then we just come and deal with it here.
Yes, sir, but at a previous meeting, Vice President Brown pointed out that we will be probably using extra funds for the fire district, and that we might want to leave it at 25. Is that a
now, I remember quote, saying Mr. that, and Brown? We can take it down to 20, and we can come back with an additional later.
Yes.
Let's just take it back to 20. That's fine with me. That's fine with me. Let's take it back down to 20. Take that back down to 20. And then take the second deputy back to 28,272, which is a 3%. Is that what we want to do? I mean, I'm not, are we in agreement to do that? Consensus, 28.
Has everybody got their own opinion, or is this a two voice deal?
Do what?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, you're asking, mm-hmm. and you're telling, and then you're asking.
Yeah, we're discussing.
Just discussing.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's.
It's on here.
Okay, I'd like to. I'm going to have another side motion here. I'd like to take the consultant's pay back down to 20,000, and the second deputy to 28,272. I'd like to make that motion. For a second?
Second.
Question? Can we repeat that back? Councilman Brown made a motion, seconded by President Rose, to return the second deputy back to 28,272 and consulting back to 20,000.
Vote for the question.
Yeah, question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Rose?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Ms. Rose. Mr. Salters?
Yes.
And Mr. Siebert?
Yes.
Passes by 7-0 vote.
Okay, now back down to the chief deputy, okay, which is a separate mm-hmm. issue. What do we want to do here?
Going to have a chief deputy. There has to be some spread between the first deputy and the chief. Really, either going to have additional responsibilities. So I don't know that you could take it much lower than it is. So I would recommend keeping it as it is.
Is that a motion?
Well, I don't. I don't think it needs a motion if it's in here. I think someone has to make a motion to strike it down to something. I think it's confusing to make a motion to keep what's in here already in here. So unless someone wants to make a motion to strike it to something else, then I think it, we just go on.
Well, then I would strike. I would make a motion to strike it and put it back down to 28,272, which is a 3% raise.
And didn't we have the we're going to stair step it?
What we had talked about last time, and this was, I think this was your recommendation at the last one, was an 8%, which it took it to a pretty good chunk of change.
And then there would there be another stair step in that the next year, right?
Next year, this.
I would revise my motion then to make it 8%.
Make an 8%.
I would revise it to 8%.
That's the, if I remember correctly, that's the, I mean, we sat here and did the math and we worked out the stair step throughout those couple years to get it eventually to that spot.
In 2 years, she would be at that position.
So what's 8% of that?
Would be at the 33.
Taking that spot and eventually getting it to that point.
I'll make it 33.
Do what? In 2 years. But he's got a motion to give it 8%, which is, what was the base last year?
28,272.
No, what was she at last year?
27,449.
Sorry.
27,449. So you take 8% of that. That's 21.95.
Correct.
Okay.
Nope, I just deleted that. I didn't mean to delete it.
Mr. Clerk Treasurer, how much money has your office, for lack of a better word, produced to this council in the past 2 years?
I think that email that I sent to all council members was $1.3 million.
Now, would that include the excess levy that was struck down tonight?
No,
so that
sir.
Was not included in that?
Yeah, no, sir. The email that I sent didn't include that.
Well, was there a motion for the 8%?
Yeah.
I've got I've got to see this chief deputy position and the salary set forth in the mayor's salary ordinance as an investment in the clerk treasurer's office. 5 years ago, things were being done on paper. We're getting a new, we've got software now, we're getting a new software system. They do all kinds of consulting there. It's, it has come a long way in a short time. And this will give an opportunity for our clerk treasurer to become the administrator, the consultant, the chief financial officer. The chief deputy can handle all of the office work. And I think that's where we need to go. I look at this, as I said, as an investment, as an opportunity.
I'm going to make a second to Councilman Brink's 8% increase asked for the chief deputy spot from its original point,
which takes it to 29,644.
How much?
29,644. That's an 8% from 27,449.
With the understanding that obviously we're going to
bump it up next
do this
year.
Again next year.
So this year, well, the chief deputy would make less than the first deputy.
Man, it's going to be a one-year thing as you stair-step it up.
Commitments for next year are always a dangerous thing. We don't know what the conditions will be and what the priorities we'll face next year. I think if we agree that he needs to reorganize the office, needs to modernize the office, and he's got the right people to do it, then I don't know why we'd spread it over 2 years. Everybody can have their own opinion.
Motion on the floor.
Got a motion by Councilman Brink to make this an 8% raise, and a second by Councilman Sultans.
So just by way of explanation, a no vote is to keep it as it is. Correct assumption?
Well, it would be to turn down an 8% raise at this point.
So but no vote is to keep it as it is.
Pat, you understand what we're voting on?
Pat.
Right, a no would stay at where it's here, and then a yes would move it to the 8.
No, you don't understand.
Are we all kind of clear on that now, where we're at?
A no vote keeps it as it is, in the budget.
We're going to get more confused.
At this point.
Okay.
How much money we got to play with? What a dumb question it is.
Not much.
Well, that's a complicated question, Pat.
I realize that.
Do what?
I realize what you're saying.
Yeah, that's a loaded question. Let's get through this.
Yeah.
We got a motion on the floor in a second. Any more discussion?
Yeah, call for a question.
I'm not sure what it is.
The motion is to give her raise 8%, which takes it to 29,644. So a yes vote would say take it to 29,644. A no vote would be leave it at 33,000.
A no vote would be to leave it at 33.
Right.
Okay, I've got that down right now. Thank you, Mr. Brink.
Yes.
Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Chapman.
No.
Mr. Clark.
Yes.
Ms. Rose.
No.
Mr. Salters.
Yes.
Mr. Sebring.
No.
Okay. I guess that motion passes with a 4-3 vote. Moves it to an 8%.
Yes.
Do you really know that when you go in and out of these here, a no is this, a yes is this. You realize when you go in and out of here, every time we vote, the first time we vote it the right way. The next time we vote, it's the wrong way. I mean, either or. It's either ask the question and give me a yes or give me a no. It's very simple. But nobody's simple. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. That takes care of the clerk treasurers. But that's pretty much it. Does anybody have any more?
That's all. Isn't that all of them?
That's all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the budget?
Yes.
Council.
We already flew past it.
Okay. Okay.
We got to wait for Chuck to come back.
Okay, where are we at?
So we got to vote.
Okay.
Hey, Chuck, are you coming back?
He's coming back.
All right.
Right now, there was a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to have first reading of Ordinance 27-2013. Mm-hmm. This was your discussion.
Mm-hmm. Huh? With changes.
Now we got to vote on the whole thing?
With the changes.
With the changes. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Are you amending your motion?
With the changes.
We got to wait till Chuck get back.
Right.
We'll be next.
Clem, we should have had you before instead of after.
We apologize.
Hey, you're next.
Entertainment for the evening.
We're just taking this area planning. Okay. That's what I'm getting ready to do.
Okay. One more time.
Don't do that.
There is a motion by President Rose to pass, to have first reading of Ordinance 27-2013 as amended, seconded by Councilman Clark. You've had your discussion.
We've had our changes.
Call for the question.
Right.
David?
Excuse me, this is for first reading?
Yes.
Okay, and the motion was by whom, Ms. Rose?
President Rose, second by Councilman Clark.
Okay, thank you. All right, now, just for clarification, what you need to know, there's two ordinances there in front of you with the same number. And the one that you're really using is the one, since you did not want to do the one for the excess levy, the one that you would have that you're really using is the one where it says adopted tax levy. That would be the one that is the lesser amount, which would be the $5,850,000. I just want to make sure that you understand that's what you're doing, because that should be the correct one that we're talking about. I didn't want it to come up later on that it was the other one. So what we're doing is we're still advertising. This is the part that we advertised, and the changes that you voted on would still fit within this.
Oh, okay.
You're still fine. I just want to make sure that you knew what one that we were doing. Okay?
Okay.
That'll work.
All right. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Ms. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, first reading of Ordinance 27-2013 passes with a 7-0 vote. We will move on to Ordinance 28-2013, rezoning from C1 to C2, 1746 Willow, Lynn Litter.
Mr. Chairman, you need to adopt this.
Second and third, right?
Yeah.
Tonight?
You need to do second and third.
Yeah, you need to, do sir.
Don't we do need to do second and third on the budget?
Yes, sir.
Make a motion to suspend the rules and have second and third reading.
Second.
I could have let you go and hung yourself, but there I love you all, so.
I got a motion to suspend the rules and have second and third reading. Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Salters.
Make a motion to have second reading.
We need a vote on that.
Suspending the rules.
Suspend the rules.
We already voted.
We didn't.
Not to suspend the rules.
Okay. Question. Call for the question.
The vote on the suspension of the rules. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, the rules has been suspended. We'll have second and third reading on Ordinance 27-2013.
Okay. Make a motion to have second reading on Ordinance
27-2013. Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown to have second reading of Ordinance 27-2013.
Ordinance number 27-2013, budget adopted tax levy line 1, general fund 5,800,000.
Call for the question.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and put that. Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Second reading of Ordinance 27-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on Ordinance 27-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brown to have third and final reading of Ordinance 27-2013.
Ordinance 27-2013, budget $5,800,000 maximum.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the motion and second, I'm sorry, was...
Was President Rose, Councilman Brown.
Thank you, sir.
And third and final reading of ordinance 27-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Now we will move on to ordinance 28-2013, the rezoning from C1 to C2, 1746 Willow Street.
Make a motion to read ordinance 28-2013 and refer to area planning.
Second.
Got a motion to read ordinance 28-2013 and refer to area plan. Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink.
Ordinance 28-2013, ordinance providing for zoning regulations for the city of Vincennes. That ordinance having been approved by the Vincennes County, Indiana, on May 14th, zoning
discussion.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Jill Dogg, and I'm here with Clem Whittier. He is the petitioner on this one. We are asking to be approved to go over to area plan after the first reading tonight. We are looking to do a change of zoning from C1 to C2 for a piece of property that's over on Willow Street. 1746 is the address. You probably recognize it. It's the sign that has a happy tomato on it right now. That's the property that we're looking to rezone. The owners are looking to use it for a different purpose, and it requires just a tweak of the zoning as it is right now. Upon your approval tonight, we would hope to be in front of Area Plan at their next meeting, which I believe is November the 5th.
November 5th, correct.
You say the happy tomato?
Yes.
Yeah. You ever see the happy tomato?
It's almost by Casey's.
Gotcha.
Just I got before you. The railroad tracks.
I know where you're at. I had to get the visual on it.
It makes me happy.
A happy tomato.
Right.
Okay. There you go. Now I know where you're at.
Now I know what you're talking about.
So we just need to call for the question.
Yeah,
call for discussion.
If there are no other discussion, I'd call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Ordinance 28-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0 and is referred to area plan.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, next, resolution 17-2013, additional appropriation for city inspector, $2,800.
Make a motion to read and approve resolution 17-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring to read and approve resolution 17-2013.
Resolution 17-2013 containing section 1 and 2 from the secretary's salaries, line item, inspector's office, $1,800.
Any discussion? Well, this is the one reading on. Bill's here if you've got questions about.
What's this about, Phil? What's this one on? What's this one for?
For salaries.
Okay.
This is where it was not put in, but it should have been put in. Yes. Is that right?
Right.
Correct.
I put it in the budget 2014. Why it wasn't ever done before.
Mysterious thing happened, but it is in 14, so it is fixed for next year.
All right, so we're set and ready to go.
Okay.
Sir.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Oh, go ahead, Mr. Brown.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Resolution 17-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Moving on to Resolution 18-2013, additional appropriation from neighborhood facilities, $5,725.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 18-2013.
Second.
Got a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Clark, to read Resolution 18-2013.
Resolution 18-2013, containing Section 123 from the Neighborhood Facilities Fund to the MP course textbook, amount of $6,420 because of an additional training requirement for one fireman and additional person taking the course.
Question?
Which was the, that was the amount that we had talked about at the public hearing.
Correct.
That's it. All for the question.
Good. Now, does this need amended, or I mean, my copy no, still says the 5710.
If we'd read it before, it would need amendment, but the first reading was 16.20.
Kind of like written. Okay. I just want to make sure we didn't have to amend this copy. So.
My interlineation, I was. It was only read at 6420.
Okay. All right.
Because of the, it was last minute, the holiday was the number.
All right.
Interlineation. Interlineation.
Pat has called for the question. Right. Councilman Clark has called for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yeah.
Mr. Salter?
Yes.
And Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Resolution 18-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 19-2013, authorizing transfer of funds, clerk treasurer, $3,000.
Motion to read and approve Resolution 19-2013.
Second.
And a motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to read and approve Resolution 19-2013.
Resolution 19-2013, a resolution of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes authorizing transfer of funds for the clerk's office to the amount of $3,000 from part-time health.
Question, unless somebody has
an
answer. Question.
Councilman Clark's called for the
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Resolution 19-2013 passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is Resolution 20-2013, additional appropriation for firefighter supplies, $10,000.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 20-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to read and approve Resolution 20-2013.
All right, this is the, we have to read and then approve it after a public hearing.
So this is a
read and then pending public hearing.
So is this an ordinance?
It is a resolution.
Resolution.
So your motion should be to read this
and wait.
Then just leave it on. You can read it tonight and leave it on the agenda until the public hearing, because the 10-day Department of Local Government Finance requirement.
Is everybody clear?
Well, we need a motion to table.
You're going to read this.
Yeah, I understand.
Next council meeting, you can table it until next meeting.
Then why is it a resolution?
Why is it a resolution?
Why is it a resolution, David?
I'm coin operated. Someone sends me something and I write it.
So, you want to rescind your motions? Is my make a motion that you just put on the agenda and have a public hearing next?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The same two?
Yes.
Okay. They've rescinded their motions. President Rose has made a motion. Councilman Brink has seconded the motion to put this on the agenda until next meeting, and then they can have a public hearing and then hold a vote.
Are we going to switch it over to a ordinance, or are we going to leave it as a appropriation?
What do you want to do?
Why do we have to have a public hearing? We're just transferring it from one department to the other.
Relying on clerk treasurer's information on what
Ma'am, that, yes, transfers within a department are fine, like the one that you previously did for the clerk treasurer's office. But when you take it from,
one
this
silo
is coming from one fund into the fire department, then you, it's just like edit when you want to spend edit?
Sorry, gotta wait.
We'll get to it though.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a couple of weeks.
Okay. So I'm going to leave it as a presentation.
Okay.
Sounds like a winner.
Another public hearing.
Let's get the funds.
Okay.
Do we have a question on the table?
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Resolution 2013 has been tabled until there is a public hearing held at the next council meeting, and that passes by a vote of 7-0. Next is claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $543,776.34.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Brink, to pay the claims in the amount of $543,776.34.
I make a motion we don't pay.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Claims were paid by a vote of 7-0. Does anybody have anything under miscellaneous? If not, any motion?
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
7:35.